It's hard to do.
So how did you find a bank?
Well, we went to two or three, and we presented our dream. And here you have two old ladies, and they're like, yeah, whatever. Good luck with that. But we found a gentleman in the Fort Dodge area. He has a branch here in town, and he visited our building. He listened to our dream, and he goes, let's make it happen. Today, he's one of the happiest guys we know. First of all, we paid him a lot of money. But he has seen the befores, and he's now seen the afters. He's also seeing the results of all our work and what's happening to La Poste and Perry. And he's happier than we are.
Why don't you tell our listeners what your dream was and how it came about that it's, I guess, a dream fulfilled?
Mary is an artist, and she's been in the art world her whole life. So she wanted to create artist workshops, artist displays, have musicians, and different things like that. Well, right after we got the building then and we started working, people came in and they're like, oh, we love your building. I would love to have my wedding here, or I would love to have my graduation here. And we were under some of the worst construction you could ever imagine. And we had events here right from the get-go. And it was fun because people created their events to fit our building. So as we started getting more into it, then the events started coming. The calls were coming in. Right now, I can't even begin to tell you how many calls and emails we get in a day about our building. And we are renting it for weddings, business meetings, graduations, holiday parties. And we are, 2016, we're booked. And so what started out as artist workshops or artist exhibits turned into events. But Mary has made it a point that down here in the cellar, every month we have a different artist on display. And we constantly, every week, have music in our cellar. And those are two very, very important things in Mary's big dream. And so we're able to have events, art, and music. Camaraderie, friendship, and sometimes food.
Do you have a kitchen?
We call it a utility kitchen, and it's been state inspected. The caterers can use it. We don't really do the food here. We just have caterers from all over everywhere that will bring in their food and cater for the events. And they love our kitchen because everything over there is on wheels, and they can create it, create the space that they need.
What led up to your getting this dream? How long have you lived in Perry? And you said friends and family. Do you have family here? What were your jobs before you had this one?
That is such an awesome question. You know what's really interesting is that Mary, Colleen, and I were not from Perry. I mean, I'm obviously not from Perry. Mary's in the Adel area and grew up in Des Moines. And Colleen's actually grew up in Cedar Rapids and lives down in Minburn. I moved here in the 1994-ish because I love small town, and I found a home that I really love, and that drew me here. But what created this was Mary's vision, Mary's dream, and of the arts and saving old buildings. And I keep telling people I wish she'd quit dreaming because she dreams and then we got to go to work and make it happen, you know. But it was really Mary's dream and then a bunch of ladies jumping off the cliff to make it happen. And that's a scary jump. But we're now today very thankful we jumped. But I don't know. I'm not. And people say, Jenny, why do you give so much to the community? Why do you do so much for the community? You're not from here. And I never really answer the question because I really don't know the answer other than I wanted to make it the best place to be. And I'll do everything I can to make that happen.
And you want kids to return to Perry or stay in Perry?
Oh, and I love the children. Nothing makes me happier than kids coming back and living here. A great example is our city administrator, Sven Peterson. He's 25 years old. He sat in my office when he was 15 and couldn't wait to get out of Perry. He is our city administrator today, and I couldn't be more proud of a young man than Sven. And there's more just like him. just like Andrew Gonzalez. You know, I'll brag on that kid too. There's many of the youth coming to our community because they really love home and love what we're creating.
This is Local Talk on KHOI Community Radio, and your hosts today, Ursula Runberg and Susan Franzen, on a road trip to Perry in preparation for Art on the Prairie, which is taking place this weekend. Art on the Prairie is a festival in Perry, Iowa, November 14th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. and November 15th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., showcasing over 100 Iowa artists, musicians, and poets in 7 buildings in the downtown cultural and historic district.
We just heard Jenny Eklund, one of two owners of La Poste, one of the venues in the festival.
La Poste, the restored post office.
La Poste is a renovated post office that she and her partner, Mary Rose Nichols, bought from the city and have turned into an event venue. They are also chief organizers of the art festival. La Poste was built not only as an event space, but they created a pub in the basement.
They created a pub and art display space.
That's right.
And it's hard to describe this space without going into it, except you know it's very large, which Jenny will describe as she tells just what a horrible space this was when they bought the building.
And how she and Mary herself literally went down and physically cleaned the space up.
They did more than clean it up. Jenny will describe.
When we first got it, it was a place where you did not want to go. It was down ugly stairs. The walls were all painted. They were dirty. Water was everywhere. It leaked. Cobwebs and bugs and files and files and files, and everybody kind of just used it as a catch-all. So we got some dear friends and family members, and we hauled all the stuff out. We got a big loader and hauled it all to the dump and was able to finally see the walls and the floor. And then I have a couple of guys that worked with me, and we dressed in trash bags and big ugly boots and big ugly gloves, and we troweled on this stripper on the brick walls. And then we left that on for 24 hours, then we power washed it, then we did it all again, then we squeegeed and shoveled the stuff out, and that's when all the brick came to life. When that happened, people then started thinking, these ladies might know what they're doing. And they would walk in, oh my gosh, this is such a cool cellar. Look at this. And then we explained that this is going to be our wine room. This is our speakeasy entrance because of the way things look and how we treated some of the wood. And we cleaned up the floor and had it stained. And then, you know, by putting this fireplace here in the coal chute room, this is where water leaked so bad. I mean, it was a nightmare. And we were able to stop that. And all of a sudden, people are like, whoa, this is it. And when you put the paintings on the brick wall, everybody's saying, it's magical. Jenny, this is magical. That is the word we constantly hear about our cellar. And every month, the art changes, so you get a different feel every time.
Where's your speakeasy entrance?
It was here on the south side, and you come down, and then when those doors open, you'll see where we have a long buffet, and then it just introduces you into the boiler room. Our community came to us, and they said, Jenny, why don't y'all do happy hours? And I'm like, when do we have time to do happy hours? I go, we are so booked with events. So we opened our calendar and we looked at Thursdays and we said, well, how about if we make Thursdays the new Fridays? And so we have Handlebar Happy Hour. Now we got the name Handlebar because we're on the bike trail, and the bike trail is a big part of our community also. And so we created this one room where everything in it is bike related. You'll see a big clock, a clock that we got from Ben Franklin's. It's the bicycle wheel. And it's a clock. I love it. And you'll see, you know, a bike frame with wine bottles and lights in it. And, of course, Itchels in Des Moines is doing some easels for us out of bicycle handlebars. And so we just started having handlebar happy hour on Thursdays. It starts 4:30, and it ends when the fun ends. And we have music. We have pizzas usually, although we have had different things. But Molly of River Valley Catering, she brings in the pizzas. And it totally is friendship and camaraderie and togetherness and just flat-out fun. And I never thought I'd have a job where what it is just enjoying people having fun. And that's what our job is.
That was Jenny Eklund in Perry, Iowa, at La Poste, the restored post office, which she and her partner, Mary Rose Nichols, have restored. Now, I'd heard about Handlebar Happy Hour, so since Fritz and I were in Perry on Thursday afternoon, we stuck around to see what it was like. And it was quite amazing. People began to drift in, table by table, and little groups talking about business or upcoming weddings, as I could overhear them. And they always have live musicians. And this one was Kurt Behringer, One Man Acoustic Band. The One Man Acoustic Band, right, from Ames.
That's right.
Kurt, could you tell me what you're setting up here?
Yeah, I'm just doing kind of a simple setup tonight, just doing one speaker. I got a brand new banner that I'm trying out on the folks tonight, see how they like that. Got some new lights that I'm going to try up, and then we're just going to business as usual, playing songs and seeing what people want to hear.
Okay. So you gave me a CD of your own original music, is that right?
That's correct, yeah. Got 10 original songs on there. Been writing since I was 17 years old, 25 now, so got a decent collection of country, folk, kind of classic rock and roll-ish kind of music, and yeah.
So tonight, though, are you going to be playing some requests? I heard you say you were going to play a lot of covers.
Yeah, yep, going to do a lot of covers. I've got a whole sheet of everything I know, so I like to pass those around, and I become the human jukebox as well as the one-man band.
Well, I'm eager to see what a one-man band sounds like. I know the other kind, the non-acoustic kind, but I don't know about how you're going to handle it.
Yeah. Well, in a bigger setting, I do have a full drum set that I play with my feet. So tonight, I just with a more intimate setting that we have here, I just brought a little tambourine to put on my foot. So we'll have a little percussion in the background, but it's mostly just going to be straight acoustic guitar and vocals.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to La Poste. Thanks for coming out tonight. My name is Kurt Behringer. Good to be back. We're going to start off this set with a little Sister Hazel for you. Finally, I figured out, but it took a long, long time. But now there's a turnabout. Baby, cause I'm trying. There's been time I'm so confused. All my roads that lead to you just can't turn and walk away. It's hard to say what it is I see in you. Wonder if I'll always be with you. Words can't say, I can't do enough to prove it's all for you. I thought I'd seen it all, cause it's been a long, long time. But then we'll trip and fall, wondering if I'm blind. There's been time I'm so confused. All my roads that lead to you just can't turn and walk away. Hard to say what it is I see in you. Wonder if I'll always be with you. Words can't say, I can't do enough to prove it's all for you. Rain comes pouring down, falling from blue sky. Words without a sound coming from your eyes.
Sounds from La Poste, which is a restored post office in Perry, Iowa, that was bought from the city by two residents of Perry, Jenny Eklund and Mary Rose Nichols. And they have restored the post office into an event space and a pub downstairs where there's entertainment, which we just heard. And they also will be the focal point of the Art in the Prairie Festival, which is coming up on November 14th.
One of the focal points. I mean, that's what's so incredible about this event is that there are so many places.
Also at Perry, November 14th, Covered Bridges Winery is going to be available to show its wares from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. And then on the 15th, Trainwreck Winery is going to be there from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
According to their website, it says Art on the Prairie is an art festival in Perry, Iowa, November 14th from 10 to 5. And on November 15th from 10 to 4, showcasing over 100 Iowa artists, musicians, and poets in 7 buildings in the downtown cultural and historic district. And one of the poets is going to be Mr. Dennis Malsby, who's with us here today. There's going to be a number of poets from Ames.
Yes, like I mentioned earlier, there'll be 5 poets out of the 16 that have either live in Ames or have a connection with the Ames Third Stanza Poetry Group.
It is a nonprofit art festival, and it's a collaboration between a lot of people in the community in Perry.
Yeah, and actually, anyone who's interested in this, even if they can't come, the website actually has not only a schedule of all of the poets and in another place, all of the musicians. And the way I counted the venues and the musicians, I counted 100. But I was also told by someone who was on the committee that there were 70 musicians. But on the actual website, they have pictures of, I think, all of the art, or at least probably all of the artists that have submitted, and often 2 examples. And they have the names of and descriptions of many of the musicians and of the poets.
That website is artontheprairie.org. That's artontheprairie.org.
And you can get some free poetry because they, besides our pictures and a little bio, they have samples of each of the poet's works.
Dennis, can you describe some of the other artists that will be involved with the festivals?
I can tell you from past years that it's marvelous. I mean, each of the venues sets up tables or allows displays for the different artists. And so you kind of wander among this wonderful stuff. And you can sometimes they have rooms set aside for strictly the visual arts, painting. Sometimes they have it's kind of mixed up with wood carvings and other material there, alternating tables. So it's really marvelous. I mean, you constantly get this kind of hors d'oeuvres of art. You know, you can go from table to table and sample the wares and
from building to building.
From
also.
Building to building, mm-hmm. And you can talk to each individual artist and. It's really a marvelous time, and it's a wonderful place to spend just a lot of time, and you don't realize the time is passing so fast.
Is this a festival where you can buy art?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And there's lots of parking within 2 to 3 blocks of the main events.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Perry's a relatively small town, but they give you a map to tell you where you can go for
yes,
the different
things. Yes, and they the lobby of the hotel is a good place to start because they have materials there for you and they can answer questions that you might have. Or if you have a specific thing you want to see, you know, then they can direct you to that area.
Mm-hmm.
La Poste also continues throughout the year. I mean, they book in events all year long. Marilyn Brzezinski and I will be booked in sometime in the first quarter for poetry. So they have poetry readings there as well as music and other events.
And La Poste is the renovated post office.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think that part of this dream is to make Art in the Prairie not just a one weekend event, but an ongoing rolling feast.
Dennis, could you explain how one gets to Perry?
You can go a couple different ways. I think 169 you go over to Boone, take 169, takes you straight down into Perry. I mean, no problem at all. And then, of course, there's other options, but the 169 is the route I would take if I was coming going from Ames.
Again, we're discussing Art in the Prairie, which is a art festival that's occurring in Perry November 14th and 15th, and it'll be showcasing artists, musicians, and poets in 7 buildings in downtown historic Perry, Iowa.
And the weather should be okay.
Good.
It's supposed to be sunny. It'll be a little cool, so you'll need a jacket for traveling in between the venues, but it's going to be sunny.
Incidentally, I talked to one of the people on the committee, and she said there were 5,000 people there last year, and they expected 8,000 this year. And having wandered around Perry on a Thursday evening,
that's a big change.
Hard to imagine where they're all going to be. And that's it's also a tribute to a town that can handle and fully entertain a crowd that large.
But it raises a good point, too, about how when you renovate some of the buildings and you create a festival like this, what a difference it can make to the town in terms of business and just creating itself as a destination. I'm sure those 2 days mean a lot now to the area businesses in Perry.
That's right. And the population of Perry is growing. But since the census 5 years ago, it's increased by at least 1,500. Hmm. While I was sitting in happy hour, I was listening to a conversation with a new person in town, and he was talking about the big house that he was living in and what a nice house that is for children. He has 3 children. So young families are moving there, and there are things for people mm-hmm. to do. So we're going to hear a song from the album, Mary McAdams, by the singer Mary McAdams, If I Could Breathe.
Breathe. The air for you, it's what I
This is Local Talk on KHOI Community Radio, and we're speaking today with Dennis Malzey, who is one of the artists or poets, really, I guess is a better way to describe you, who is from Ames but will be going down to Perry, Iowa, to be in the Art in the Prairie Festival, which is happening on November 14th and 15th, showcasing over 100 artists, musicians, and poets in 7 buildings in the downtown historic district of Perry, where they have renovated a lot of the old buildings.
Thank goodness we have our Hotel Pat T, you know, such a focal point for our community. And in addition to that, Roberta Amundson was able to help us with the Carnegie Library, the Towncraft Building, the Security Bank Building. And then we're fortunate that the library jumps in on this. Mary Murphy there, the librarian, the director, she's been fabulous about including her talents and her building into Art on the Prairie. And then we were really blessed with Betsy Peterson, Peterson's Design. They purchased the old shoe store, which used to be the JCPenney store back in the day. And they're bringing it back to life, and we get to use it for Art in the Prairie. And that's one of the big bright spots now of our community and what they brought to our downtown Main Street district.
And Dennis, would you share a preview with us of some of your work?
Yes, I will. This poem is from my latest book of poetry entitled Near Death, Near Life, published by Prolific Press and came out in May of this year. And this is a poem honoring veterans of our various conflicts. It's entitled Under Your Feet. Pushing aside strands of sea oats, my grandson and I slide down the dune's face. Sugary sand sifts between sandaled toes. Arms swing out to keep our balance. Our windbreakers flap in the salt breeze. Nostrils sting. On the beach, we cross the high tide mark, littered with fragments of shells and pink, blue, and green, scattered game board tokens. Our footprints weave around pieces of splintered ship oak, glistening seaweed banners, knots of orange fishnet. There are better beaches, the green or purple lava shores in Hawaii, the driftwood thick stretches of Chincoteague and Padre Island, the algae-layered gravel of the Great Lakes. My grandson trots a few yards, kneels, squeezes handfuls of soggy grit. Water hustles over yellow-gray sand, laps over my sandals, creates whispers. An old man's memories of fire, chaos, and loss flood in with the tide. The ocean touches other beaches, Omaha, Iwo Jima, Incheon, Cameron Bay. The iron-geared mills of war stained their quartz shell and coral crumbs crimson. Surf-churned foam swirls there, fills the spectral imprints of crumpled, helmeted bodies. Waves scoured away fabric, metal, and flesh. Bones ground fine remain suspended in the sand.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This was Dennis Malzey speaking with us. He's a poet from Ames, reading a poem in honor of Veterans Day. Thank you very much. Dennis will be at the Art in the Prairie Festival, as will many other artists and musicians. And Susan, you spoke with Mary Rose Nichols, who is one of the organizers of the event,
yes,
about some of the visual artists that will be there. Is that right?
Yes. Well, Mary Rose actually has a shop right next to La Poste. And when I went into the shop, she gave me a quick tour, said she had works from 25 of the artists who were actually going to be at the festival. Of course, you can't see them, although you can see them on the website, as I mentioned, if you're really curious.
That's artontheprairie.org. Artontheprairie.org.
And, of course, you could come to the festival. But let's listen to what Mary Rose has to say about the places that the artists come from. That's what impressed me.
My shop is Mary Rose Collection in Perry, Iowa. We have a sampling of about 25 of the artists' artwork. That would include pottery by Becky Brandow, Willow Avenue Pottery. She is from the Panora area. Also pottery by Lindsay Pasuti, the Turtle Star Studio artist in Stewart. We have Kelly Moore's jewelry, which she makes from silverware. She'll be at La Poste. Kelly Moore is from Ogden. She'll be in La Poste. Cindy Ski is from Windsor Heights. Rick Von Holt will be demonstrating his letterpress over at La Poste, and he's from Minburn, which is just down the road from Marion Niemer is a potter from Des Moines, and she'll be located in the hotel. Tracy Leff will be weaving in the Perry Community Library. I have some of her weavings in my shop.
And she went on to talk about Art Sakati, whose work is maybe quite familiar to people here. He's from Napier, and he has a shop here in Ames. But there are many glass artists and many artists of all kinds.
And again, this is in the Art in the Prairie Festival that's happening in Perry this coming weekend, which will feature artists, musicians, and poets. And one of those poets is with us, Dennis Malsby. And Dennis, since this is Veterans Day, could you end the show with one more poem of yours?
Sure. This is another poem from my book of poetry, Near Death, Near Life. And it takes place in Hawaii. My son graduated from the University of Hawaii, so, of course, we had to go visit him during his time there. And Hawaii is, of course, during World War II, there were like millions of service people, men and women, that went through there. And so it has some very poignant memorials. I thought, all these people that went through, what happened to the ones that died? You know, did their souls have to come back to Hawaii before they went on to wherever they, you know, to their place of rest? So that's what this poem is about. And the title is in Hawaiian, but the Hawaiian means the gathering place. Ki Kahua Pili Kai, 1946. I see your dead lovers rise from the surf. They've shed their shrapnel-torn uniforms, broken rifles, and bullet-flowered canteens. You watch them ship out to war, boys and men returned, back from bloody coral atolls, rusted iron-bottom bays, and malarial jungles, back from Guadalcanal, Tarawa, Kwajalein, New Guinea, Saipan, Leyte, Iwo. In shadow legions, they schooled 3,000 miles through plankton-clouded depths, down seven-mile-deep Pacific rifts, souls fragile, translucent jellyfish, blue in the bottom cold. They rose in your tidal surge, past finger coral, bright-eyed damselfish and moon jellies, over reefs of rice coral patrolled by black-tipped sharks. They stand naked, warm in your shallows, bleached muscles jeweled with rainbow mist. Chalk-pale eyes wait, gone are the wounds, limbs and shattered spirit flesh have knit together. A turtle-shell comb draws your black, coconut-oiled hair over each coral-tipped breast. You smile as you place an okika blossom behind your left ear, just for them. And you will sing, dance the hula kahiko, and love each one until they depart on that last long journey to peace.
Thank you. That's Dennis Malsby, poet, and you've been listening to Local Talk on KHOI Community Radio, where we explore the people, stories, and events in Central Iowa. We've been your hosts today, Ursula Rudenberg and Susan Franson, and have had Dennis Malsby with us here. And we've been talking about the Art in the Prairie Festival that's coming up this weekend and the surrounding development of the Historic Cultural District in Perry, which will be the venue for the event. And we also heard from Jenny Eklund and Mary Rose Nichols, residents of Perry who are involved with organizing the event.
Local Talk will be rebroadcast at noon and 7 p.m. You can listen to today's Local Talk show and any of our past Local Talk shows online at our website, khoifm.org. That's khoifm.org. There you will also find information about our guests, along with relevant links to today's stories. And there are going to be some significant links today. And you can like us on Facebook and get updates on all our show postings in your news feed.
So Local Talk was engineered by Richard Morrison. Thank you, Rick.
Music for today was If I Could Breathe by Mary McAdams. And, of course, Marlena Dietrich singing Lily Marlene with Dennis Malsby.
As backup band for Dennis Malsby.
Yes. And recorded live at La Poste, Kurt Behringer, the acoustic one-man band.
Our theme song for Local Talk is Backtrackin' by Al Harris and Tom Richards. Local Talk is a radio production training workshop as well as a show. So if you'd like to join the team as a reporter, contact us at 292-2878. That's 292-2878 or through our website, khoifm.org.
If you enjoyed the show, tell your friends. Remember, your participation as listener and your generous contributions are what make KHOI possible. Thanks for listening and see you again on the radio.